Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, John Kamensky, and today's conversation is with Vice Admiral Robert Moret, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Also joining me from IBM is Stephen Conver. Admiral, would you outline for us the strategic vision of the NGA and how it's evolved over time to meet new and emerging security threats? And maybe you can also provide us a bit with an overview of your top short-term priorities.
Certainly. John, I'd be glad to do that. First, the strategic vision of NGA, and for that matter, the functional responsibilities we have across the NSG, the National System for Geospatial Intelligence, is consistent with the guidance that we've gotten from the Secretary of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence, which is to execute our functional responsibilities and to be the world-class experts at geospatial intelligence. And at the same time, to balance that, to do it very much as a part of the Department of Defense and the intelligence community, and to partner as effectively as we possibly can with all the counterparts that we have across DOD and the IC, and moreover, to embed ourselves and make sure that we are providing everything we possibly can relative to our geospatial intelligence mission set to all the people that rely upon us most heavily. And that is, you know, the direction that we have from the DNI and the SecDef is very much about doing that. And moreover, you're reaching outward and making sure that it's a model, as I said, because of all the externally assigned people that we have that make us participants in the civilian and military mission sets and the international ones that we have to support. And we don't wait for people to come to us and ask for things. We're very much outwardly focused and pushing out the things, the geospatial intelligence that everybody relies upon in so many places around the world and so many places, so many different kinds of mission sets that exist, some of which are very exciting and fairly short notice and tactical and kinetic, others of which are have to do with more longer range support for parts of, for example, the acquisition process that are every bit as important. And the vision is to balance those mission sets and to make sure that we're executing our responsibilities across the government as effectively as possible.
In our last segment, you talked a little bit about the National System for Geospatial Intelligence. And I understand it's kind of an integration of technology, capabilities, and policies in order to conduct geospatial intelligence in a multi-intelligence environment. Could you talk a little bit about how you and NGA play a role in this?
Certainly, John. It's that, and it's moreover, it's the leadership of the community that's responsible for geospatial intelligence and all the different organizations in the U.S. system and with our allied partners that execute the mission set that we're responsible for. And I should emphasize that relative to the NSG, the National System for Geospatial Intelligence, NGA is just one component of that, and that there are major efforts relative to our functional responsibilities, our mission set, that are executed, for example, in a couple of different categories in all of the military services, in our international partner set and counterparts that we have, particularly, as I said, in the United Kingdom and Australia and Canada and New Zealand, across different parts of the interagency because of the people we have embedded in organizations such as the National Security Agency and the Central Intelligence Agency, other dimensions of the executive branch and other cabinet departments, and also, not in the least, parts of the interagency that have responsibility for mission sets in the government, such as the United States Secret Service, as an example, which we have a very close relationship with. So the functional management responsibilities we have bring together all those different entities, and in that role, I have responsibility to make sure that we are our efforts are collectively brought together as effectively as possible. And I would tell you, John, as is typical for the three functional managers we have in the U.S. Intelligence system, whether it's for human intelligence, signals intelligence, or geospatial intelligence, it takes a fair amount of persuasion and a fair amount of effort. But we bring together, for example, at the senior level, the counterparts we have across the NSG on a quarterly basis. And in fact, we just finished our annual nearly week-long meeting out in Northern Virginia here in January. And I think we're apportioning the responsibilities we have across the NSG and bringing together all the different entities that advance our mission set in ways that continue to grow every year.
Admiral, perhaps you could elaborate for us on one of the acronyms we often hear in this business, GEOINT, Geospatial Intelligence. Is GEOINT the complete integration of the nation's imagery and geospatial capabilities?
It is that, moreover, not just the nations, but also, as I mentioned earlier, Stephen, our international partners. And the advantages of doing that and the tremendous benefits of putting together all the layers of geographic knowledge that we have, I think, are self-evident and becoming more and more of a dynamic all the time. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. We've seen many foreign governments put together organizations that I think reflect the benefits of what our own country saw fit to do in 1996. And a whole raft of our international partners now have organized along the same lines because of the benefits which they have seen for working together with imagery intelligence, geospatial data, and just all of the layers that exist for anything that has a point of reference any place on the earth, and having an organization that's responsible for realizing all the synergies that can come from putting together layers of data and doing that is from a holistic standpoint.
Thank you, Admiral. Maybe we could turn the conversation here to research and development for a moment. Could you tell us a little bit about what NGA is doing to advance the basic and applied R&D in those areas of science and technology that are relevant to your mission?
Yeah, great question, Stephen. And at our roots, the S&T developments we make and our ability to harness emerging technology is absolutely vital. I think we're very well poised to do that. We do fence 5% of our program for basic R&D, and that is something that we have not gotten away from. And the second thing from an organizational standpoint, and I have to credit my predecessor, General Jim Clapper, with this, we have he formed an organization, NGA, called the Innovation Directorate, which many people have heard about. And that is the protected part of our organization, which takes responsibility for R&D and all its manifestations, and make sure that we maintain our focus on that part of the mission set and don't, as this can often happen in any organization, lose sight of the importance and have it bleed over and kind of get watered down because of some of the near-term responsibilities that we have. So I think both from the standpoint of our program, the way that we are organized, our Innovation Directorate, and the great leadership that we have there with Vonna Heaton and some others is a guarantee that we'll maintain our focus on R&D. And that is something which has just in the past 4 to 5 years put benefits in our organization that we would not have had. And to be specific for you, Stephen, the advances that because of efforts at our Innovation Directorate and through basic R&D that we have had in storage media, which is a big part of our mission set because imagery and imagery intelligence and the geospatial products tend to be storage-intensive disciplines. But the way that our basic science has advanced in that area has resulted in some huge benefits for our organization in terms of executing our mission. And that's why I think it's more important than ever that we continue to protect our R&D investments.
Admiral, standards in areas such as equipment, training, and especially software must be critical to your organization as a way of ensuring that NGA and its partners can share information. What are you doing to enable the sharing of intelligence so those who need it can get it?
Certainly. I think the standards that are applied so that we have uniform technical basis for sharing data as far as possible is one step. But there are also some significant things we're doing, John, in terms of policy, which is a key component of this, and getting the geospatial intelligence that we're responsible for down to the lowest classification level. And that is something that we have been driving pretty aggressively in the last several years. As you may know, we have a pretty robust commercial remote sensing industry now with two strong U.S. Commercial vendors which provide unclassified imagery. And at the same time that we implement the data standards for disseminating data such as that and other data as widely as possible, we also, as I said, work the policy issues so that we can release at the lowest classification level possible as many of our products as we possibly can.
NGA is a combat support agency in the Defense Department. In addition to supporting combat operations, though, our listeners may not recognize that NGA also supports disaster relief and homeland defense operations. Could you tell us a little bit about NGA's roles in these areas and how NGA has assisted in the past with things like disaster, rescue, and recovery operations related to hurricanes or tsunamis, floods, fires, and other natural disasters?
John, I'd be glad to, and it's a very timely question because our domestic response team and domestic response vehicle are returning from Fargo, North Dakota after a short notice. They're responsive there because of the flooding that took place up there. John, I think the real point of departure for our organization relative to our domestic mission set was Hurricane Katrina. It was before I became the director of the organization, so I'll brag about it a little bit. But the NGA team that deployed down in New Orleans as part of Katrina just did an absolutely superb job. In fact, one of my favorite photographs that I use repeatedly is a picture of Admiral Thad Allen, who was the operational commander down there, holding a large NGA chart for a press conference and ones that were provided to him on a several times daily basis that basically demonstrated to him where the water was and where it wasn't. I mean, that is what NGA could do for any disaster. And I use that with oversight all the time because I think that the optic is important because that sort of data and that sort of situational awareness that NGA can provide for any domestic situation is absolutely vital. We have grown dramatically since Hurricane Katrina. We currently have developed into what are two domestic response packages, which are large vehicles with chase capability that can deploy anywhere in the United States in less than 48 hours, in most cases less than 48 hours. We have one based here in the east and one in St. Louis. And I should emphasize, John, they always provide support and response to a lead federal agency. We don't go places and deploy without typically FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, some other element domestically, occasionally the Secret Service asking us. I mean, they come to us and say, we would like you to provide us the support. And they are the on-scene commander, so to speak, for these kind of events. But the role that NGA provides for domestic response, whether it's the case of 9/11, a terrorist attack, or humanitarian assistance, or weather-related events such as floods and fires and hurricanes and so on, is a very important part of our mission set and one that's grown, as I said, fairly dramatically since Hurricane Katrina.
And as a follow-up, how is NGA using commercial satellite imagery to support its efforts in these humanitarian efforts?
More and more all the time. You know, John, the unclassified imagery that we have is a huge advantage. Just in the last year, we've had the launch of two critical collection platforms, GOI-1 and Worldview-1. We have service-level agreements with both those firms to derive nearly all the imagery that both those platforms collect. And the unclassified nature of those products, which we can provide to anybody and everybody, are a huge advantage and have given us flexibility that we didn't have until fairly recently.
How important is collaboration to the success of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency? We will ask Vice Admiral Robert Moret, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.